I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Nothing Concrete, the Barbican podcast. This week we look back to October 2011 and revisit an interview with Ricardo Chailly talking about his approach to performing the Odyssey of the Beethoven Symphony Cycle at the Barbican.
I regard the complete cycle more as an entity in 36 movements.
The Gewandhaus Orchestra Leipzig can proudly claim the title as the world's oldest symphony orchestra and boast a prestigious roll call of conductors, including from 2005 to 2016, Ricardo Chailly.
He's one of our golden international cards to go around the world to play music is the sound of the Gewandhaus Orchestra. Mm. Recognizable after two bars.
Writer and broadcaster Edward Sickerson talked to the conductor about the journey behind bringing all of Beethoven's symphonies to London.
Ricardo, you are the 19th principal conductor, or conductor, Kapellmeister is the word they use in Germany, of the legendary Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. Legendary because it's the oldest, 230 years old. Legendary because of its history, its connections with J.S. Bach, with Mendelssohn. Indeed, Beethoven as well, because it was the first orchestra in musical history to perform all nine symphonies in the composer's lifetime. This is an incredible legacy. What does this tradition, this legacy, mean to many of the younger players who've come into the orchestra, and indeed to you, who must look to its future now?
Well, first of all, it did inspire me to undertake the responsibility of the complete cycle of the symphony gradually. It was a progress which came to me spontaneously by doing every year the Ninth Symphony, which, as you know, is an old tradition of Maestro Artur Nikisch. And since the time of Maestro Nikisch, never interrupted, even during wartime. And this was, let's say, the carte blanche for me to get my own way of doing Beethoven with the Gewandhaus Orchestra and moving into new directions. Mm. And this was for me a very important experience, because by doing it for 5 years, now is the seventh season already, I could find more and more my way moving on, which is, of course, a delicate matter, delicate subject, given the length of the tradition of Beethoven in Leipzig. What I think is important is just to remember that this is the fifth cycle on record. In a way, people can compare Abendroth, Konvichny, two times Mazur from the 70s, from the late 80s, and nowadays. Mm. There you get the answer of what you asked me. The young generation, of course, are aware on which kind of old tradition they are coming to participate. But the idea of an interpretation has somehow to move forward.
When you arrived, what aspects of the sound and style of the orchestra did you see, well, I would like to move this in a different direction, perhaps, for certain repertoire? I'm not just talking about Beethoven, but Mahler and repertoire into the future. Were there aspects of the sound that you wanted to develop or change in any way?
Change? Absolutely not. I think it's one of our golden international cards to go around the world to play music is the sound of the Gewandhaus Orchestra. Mm. recognizable after two bars, which has these typical Germanic connotations of darkness of the strings, especially the middle low register, on which the German woodwind school sound very appropriate with the tendency of the same color, as we say, old gold. And the brass, also from the Germanic school, belong to the same patina, to the same color. The sound identity is a treasure, and I try to maintain it as much as possible.
It's precious, isn't it?
Yeah, this, it is.
Having orchestras sound different from one another.
Yeah.
Because there was a time more recently where many orchestras began to sound the same kind of middle European sound.
That's
this
true.
This is precious, these characters.
But the transparency is a process which I wanted to pursue in all composers, from the classics up to the contemporary music. And this is in 7 years has been developing, I think. And I found the orchestra in excellent shape for Maestro Blomstedt, I have to say, and prepare also to move in this direction.
Mm.
So it's a long and slow process, but still always keeping as much as possible the beauty and unicity of the sound.
The Gewandhaus Orchestra now has a home in London. It's ongoing residency at the Barbican. You are an international associate, they call you. Why is that important to the orchestra, do you think?
We can bring to London something which particularly belongs for a long time to the history of the orchestra. The fact that the Barbican 2 years ago invited us for a triple appearance with triple choral repertoire, St. Matthew Passion of Bach, Messa Solenne of Rossini, and then the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven. That was, let's say, the spontaneous step number one, which encouraged the Barbican to think forward to something more of a complete cycle of an identity project. And of course, Beethoven came along, and this is the more hazardous, as I say always, the rise to the Himalaya, because you never know if you will make it. Because the strength, the difficulty, the demands of Beethoven are so impossibly extremes that every time, you know, you undertake such a project, you have to be not only in your best conditions, but associated with the best companion, which is the orchestra, you can find for such a long ride.
I know you regard these symphonies, the nine, as a single entity, as a great odyssey, a great journey, if you like, rather than as individual pieces.
True.
Am I right?
Absolutely true. I've never done in my life the complete cycle so together. I've done, as always, for more than 20 years, individual concerts with individual symphonies. This experience brought to me also to discuss about the so-called general opinion that each symphony has its own independency, which, of course, at first sight is like this. At closer sight, you can discover a lot of elements in common between each other, even things which are anticipated through, like introduction of second symphony, anticipating
the
first
ninth.
Moment of the ninth,
yes.
The end of the Eroica, Trauer March, anticipating the theme of the fifth symphony opening, from the third horn, you know. I have been stressing things like that, easily recognizable in the recording, for instance.
Mm.
So I regard the complete cycle more as an entity in 36 movements, more than, let's say, individually, one by one, symphony.
Mm. You have said, and if I may quote you, nothing in Beethoven is incidental, and absolutely nothing is harmless.
True.
This is this great
True.
Provocateur. I mean, it is
yes.
very dangerous music, isn't it?
I would have not have myself the energy, if not the courage, to undertake such a project without a partnership like the Gewandhaus Orchestra. A deeply rooted Beethoven orchestra in the sense of knowing the style, knowing the sound identity and the complexity of Beethoven language, being able to match my extreme demands, which my extreme demands are not individual search for originality, are only as much as possible wishes for truth and faith to the text, that in this case also the original metronomes.
There is an extraordinary tension in this music between the classical and the romantic. It kind of sits there at the cusp of this change in music. Do you incline more to the classical or to the romantic, Riccardo?
Character-wise, being naturally attracted to the late romantic world, I have to focus much more and attentively to the neoclassical side of Beethoven. I think the late romantic attitude of interpreters for too long has been proceeding in a way which allowed excesses, extremes.
Like the slow movement of the Eroica.
For instance.
The funeral march.
For instance. At the end, marcia funebre, the word marcia in Italiano, means something which has to have the pulse of walking, you know, and not just stand still. That's it. Already a clear point.
Yes.
Secondly, check the metronome of the Marcia Funebre. And Beethoven comes immediately to the point with the answer to that, you know.
Tempo, articulation, accenting, dynamics, the musical syntax of Beethoven's language. How clear and precise was Beethoven in his scores with regard to all these elements?
In spite of the confusing manuscripts, which I have seen some, like the fifth or the ninth, which are sometimes scary for the amount of ink on a page where you can barely read through that. The early printing, like in my case, the early Peters Ausgabe, which we use in this complete edition, is to my eyes something extraordinarily clear to the mind and specific wish from Beethoven concerning dynamics and articulation. Even some critical editions, which are of course very up-to-date and very interesting, like Jonathan Delmas, to my eyes are sometimes not as clear in comparison with the very early Peters Ausgabe.
What about those speeds, those metronome markings? Because they've often been misunderstood, they have been controversial. Are they all achievable? And I think of the finale of the Eighth Symphony, for example.
They are almost completely achievable with extremes of playability from the orchestra. You need to have an orchestra, as I say, not only incredibly virtuoso, that can cope with the extremes and the demands of Beethoven, but also needs to understand why and the purpose to do it. When I first started, the first symphony, I remember, first rehearsal, the orchestra couldn't believe what was going on as soon as the first allegro of the first movement appeared. Then I started the andante. They couldn't believe again, and again, big eyes, you know. Then I said, I feel it's the time that I have to stop the rehearsal. I have to tell you now why I'm doing this after two movements. And I explained clearly my wish of faith to the original metronomes. And I said, we have now planned two symphonies every year for 3 years. Do you mind to consider what I'm telling you and to prepare yourself in this direction? They prepare themselves and looking forward, even stimulating me to see how far daring would I be really so faithful to the metronomes, you know? And it came more and more spontaneously on. Still is daily a very, very big effort to do, and you feel sometimes the stress of doing that. Thank you.
Ricardo, what adjustments do you need to make with modern instruments in order to achieve a viable balance? Because there are these old traditions of doubling everything, which can make the sound very heavy and immobile, if you like.
The problem is that as soon as you do double the winds, it changed the connotations of the language of Beethoven of the time. And I'm not in agreement with that at all. So I have learned in my early years, in the 80s actually, from the time I was guesting Cleveland regularly, to study the score of George Zell, of the Beethoven Symphony. And there was a miracle of perfection done in an incredible, meticulous and readable way, only by pencil color, never red or blue, just normal pencil. They work on balancing dynamics. And there I documented myself on my scores, trace of what Zell did. That was for me very important to discover. And later I realized how precious was, because it works immediately. And you can see that Zell was the direct consequence of the school of Klemperer and Gustav Mahler.
Every piece, as you've said, in this cycle represents another stage of the revolution, if you like. The Second Symphony, for me, has always exploded the classical models, incredible, the outer movements incredible, particularly, and it's quite shocking.
You know what I feel every time conducting so often this piece? That the Allegro, first movement, is all a kind of Beethoven meditation on the Commendatore scene of Don Giovanni. Huh? More, because I tell you why, because it came for me completely irrational. There is no official notice, there is no official trace that this can be true. But on the orchestra playing, especially the spot in minor, I sang on it some melody of the Commendatore scene. They started laughing. They couldn't believe their eyes, how what I was singing of Don Giovanni's scene of the Commendatore, it matched perfectly this first Allegro. So I think the shadow of Mozart and obviously Haydn is very present, but all in Beethovenian development already, and pointing forward.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Thank you.
The hugely misunderstood number four, which you and I both love, I know, and the slow movement of the fourth, which, again, at the swifter tempo, you really get that cantabile feel to it, which, again, disappears if you take
it too slowly. You're right. You risk to be chopped into a sort of a metronomical, in that sense, which is against the word metronome, because the metronome pulse of Beethoven give you clearly a sign, maestro, be courageous, and beat it in broad three instead of chopped six. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Then when you take it this way, you get what you say, the horizontal line of this endless melody, you know, melody without an end in this movement. But you have to have the courage to take that, literally.
People don't realize that how you beat something changes the complexion of it.
That's very important. It took, every time I did it already, as you know, several times years ago, every time I start the first rehearsal of the fourth, the start of the second movement is an issue. Because I also conduct in a certain way, I tell you, you will see when you come to the concert, I beat two quarter beats, not three, is in three quarter the music, but two quarter beats, and on the second I give a subdivision of an eight. That is all a technical purpose, because in there you have the general broad feeling plus the subdivision of the yam, totim, 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 you see? And so there is a technical language, yes, in which you have to explain and then give confidence to the audience to start.
Yes. There doesn't seem to be anyone Beethoven didn't influence. The list is endless. As if to emphasize that fact, you've commissioned some new pieces to sit alongside the Beethoven symphonies in this series. That's a nice idea, because it reminds us of just how, even today, this music is paramount.
And the power of Beethoven language still to illuminate new composers of today with new music in two different directions. The idea was to have five different pieces, different languages from five different countries, and we got it. I'm very proud of that, because they are very interesting, and you cannot see a brighter, a bigger variety of different styles.
As part of the residency, there's also an outreach program involving the orchestra with the community in London, around the Barbican, the Guildhall campus. It's so important, isn't it, to engage the audience of tomorrow, because otherwise we're going to be playing to nobody.
Very important. And I think, as all the medias still are a very important way to contact the new generations, but of course if you can contact the new generation, new association, to come to live performances, is even stronger. The impact of a Beethoven cycle life, I think, can have incredible powers to the younger generation, the extreme younger generation, with no doubt. Mm. I mean, it still shocks us, you know, people used to perform this music. We are all kind of burned from the powers of this genius, so obviously it should have the charisma and the attraction to the new generation still.
When you return to the Barbican in the future, what can we expect to hear? I believe perhaps Brahms is on the agenda somewhere.
You're right. We are very proud and pleased that Barbican will allow us to bring another of the so-called Vier Heilige Bs, the four sacred Bs of the tradition of the orchestra. Mm-hmm. One is Beethoven, the next will be Brahms, with the four concertos and the four symphonies. Mm-hmm. So it's a major project. We are very happy about that. As you know, the other two Bs are Bach and Bruckner.
I always hear a premonition of Bruckner in the beginning of the coda of the first movement of the Ninth Symphony, Beethoven.
Oh, yes. Right, my goodness. Right.
In the when it's... Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Okay. You can see that. Yeah.
Everything is connected.
It's like he's appearing there.
Yes.
Yeah, like incredible. Yeah. Yes, absolutely right. Thank you.
You've been listening to Ricardo Chailly talking to Edward Sickerson back in 2014. Thanks for listening to this archive edition of Nothing Concrete, the Barbican podcast, here to inspire more people to discover and love the arts, with weekly episodes of archive finds and theme series. Subscribe to Nothing Concrete on Acast, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. And if you can, leave us a review to help us get the word out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.